Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on any one of our radio stations, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, Hot 103, Today's Hottest Music, and Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. We got a special guest joining us today to kick off a brand new month. We always appreciate when he can join us and give us the lowdown of what is happening with our beautiful lands, especially when it comes to some of the great things that you'll encounter if you're taking your adventure outdoors. We got our good friend Bill joining us from the Bureau of Land Management. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Joey. Yeah, I'm back. Raring to go and give you a whole bunch of information this morning, and things are going well, but I tell you one thing. It's not going so well, and that's this weather. We appreciate the rain, but however, it's taking a toll on our public lands.
And you actually told me before we started that you had the scoop for us as far as when it comes to those roads and with the heavy rainfall that we've been getting.
We wanted to make an announcement. We've already posted on social media and on our web pages, but you know, out of an abundance of caution, just for public safety, we want to caution all recreationists that are traveling on BLM public lands just to be safe and aware of the current road conditions. They're constantly changing. Mm-hmm. With this rain that we've had over the last couple of days, weeks even, it's starting to cause erosion and erode part of the roads leading into a Geary Spring campground, a Dripping Springs Natural Area, as well as the Prehistoric Trackways National Monument Road going in and also leading into Three Rivers Petroglyph site.
Okay.
So we want to make everyone be careful when you're out there driving, and even when you're walking on some of the trails, you might come across some boulders that have washed across the trails, or the auroras have filled up and eroded. So our force account crews are out in mass force today and trying to mitigate some of these damaged areas we have, but we want to let the public know just to be safe.
And that's one of those things too, is with the rains and the way they've kind of come and gone over the last couple of weeks. I mean, as much as, you know, we appreciate the crews going out there I believe we have some more rain that's coming into the forecast. So it's definitely a thing to advise people to, especially safety being the most important thing when going out to those roads and taking those trails, to make sure that they're safe and everything is okay.
And with the rains also, you know, that's going to bring a lot of water into the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And the BLM field office at the state office in Santa Fe has published a notice. I want to let the public know about that as well. Blue-green algae is present in the Rio Grande. Now, most blue-green algae is safe. However, there are toxic conditions that can exist. So limit your contact if you're out recreating in and around the Rio Grande. You know, our biologists are regularly testing the water for toxins, and you know, at this time none's been reported, but we want our visitors to also exercise caution, because you know, direct contact, ingestion, or even inhalation of toxic blue-green algae, it'll irritate your skin, your eyes, your nose, your throat, respiratory system. It'll cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, or even liver and kidney damage. Pets, such as dogs, may be at a higher risk of harm due to the ingestion of water that has toxic blue-green algae.
Okay.
So we just want people to be aware. There's no toxic conditions exist now, but there is the potential for that to happen, and our biologists are on it. But if you suspect a harmful algal bloom, that's what we call an HAB-related illness in a person or an animal, including livestock, you want to call poison control immediately, and that number is 1-800-222-1222.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks for, of course, that update. And remember, this is available on your Facebook page as well. So if people want to learn more, if they're catching this report and maybe they missed something and they want to know, they can find that info at your Facebook page.
And now for the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get into the fun stuff. You know, August is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, today is the first day of August. So,
by the way, we're so used to saying it's right around the corner, and the next thing you know,
it's gone.
We're already halfway through the year, which is crazy to me because we were just talking about how, man, this year is going by fast. We're already at August. And with August comes a lot of great things that we can enjoy about some of the great things that are going to be coming up. So take it away. What can we look forward to for the
August?
August
is going to be a pretty busy month. We are bringing it back. It was so popular in the month of June. Every Tuesday in the month of August at 7 p.m., you're going to have our Ranger Don and Ranger Lance at the Dona Ana Mountains parking area. That's off of Desert Wind Way. And they're going to do their guided mountain trail bike rides.
Okay.
So bring your trail-ready bikes and helmets and come on out at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday night and ride the trails of the Dona Ana Mountains.
Very nice.
We're also continuing with our patio chats and pop-up programs at the A.B. Cox Visitor Center and Native Plant and Garden at the Dripping Springs Natural Area. So every Saturday... At 11 a.m. This Saturday, it's actually tomorrow, there'll be a juniper tree chat with Amber. Sunday, August 3rd, there'll be a hummingbird chat with Dawn. And then on Saturday, August the 9th, there'll be a chat with Meredith on the role of fire in ecosystems. And then on Sunday the 10th, there'll be a native plants chat with Dawn. And then on Friday the 15th, there'll be another native plants chat. That's going to be with Tom, and that's going to be a little bit different than Don's. Also, Saturday, August the 16th, you're going to have a talk with Meredith on the nocturnal animals of the Oregon Mountains.
Oh, very nice.
So all of these are taking place at 11 a.m. At the Visitor Center. Now, we want to also let people know that, wildfire season is coming. A lot of our folks, and particularly our monument staff, they get pulled away unexpectedly as part of a team to assist in wildfire management. So just verify that you're going to attend before you drive up to Dripping Springs. And all these programs are free and open to the public. Except for the $5 vehicle use fee at Dripping Springs. So if you have questions, you can actually call 575-494-3701.
Okay.
And all this information that I just said is available on our Facebook page, and the calendar is printable. That's the first half of the month.
Just the first half.
Now, I tell you, the second half of the month, we have got something very special. The Las Cruces Public Library has partnered up with us, and they're going to host a mobile book station.
Okay.
On Wednesday, August the 20th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. there at the Visitor Center. It's going to be a special pop-up where you can come out, get your library card, get a book, bring a book, read a book. It's a bookmobile like we used to have back in the day when I was in school. So the library is the Brannigan Library is teaming up with us, and they're going to have their mobile bookmobile out there.
Very nice.
On the 20th of August at 11 a.m. Then on Wednesday the 20th at 7 p.m., we're going to have a virtual field trip. You're going to learn about the past history of La Cueva. Now, our resident historian, as I like to call him, our own BLM archaeologist, Garrett Leiderman, is going to be doing a Microsoft Teams virtual talk. And the meeting ID and the passcode is on the flyer, which you can download for our on our Facebook page. Now, Friday and Saturday, August the 22nd and 23rd at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a mesquite plant pop-up with Laura, and she's going to talk about the various uses of the mesquite plant, share you some recipes, do a little cooking, and maybe a little tasting.
Nice.
So that's a unique little thing there. Now, on Sunday, the 24th of August at 11 a.m., there at the Native Plant Garden at the Visitor Center, we're going to have Native Plants Chat, and you'll get to tour the garden with Tom. Now, in that garden, it's very unique. We can't thank enough for the Mesilla Valley Plant Society, the Native American Plant Society, because they are the ones that helped keep this native plant garden that we have at the Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. There is a example of almost every type of native fauna in southern New Mexico there. Wow. At the Dripping Springs plant garden.
So a collaboration with them on that's amazing to be able to keep that up and then also just bring some knowledge to what people see in the plant garden.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay.
And speaking of knowledge, this is going to be unusual. It's Friday, August the 29th at 11 o'clock. That's Ranger's Choice.
Okay.
Now, we don't know what the topic's going to be.
I was going to say.
The Rangers are going to have a special topic. So there'll be a whiteboard there at the Visitor Center with all this information, too, which highlights what's coming and what's around the corner. But there will be... The Rangers will fill in the blank for you there. So come on out to the Visitor Center if you're interested and find out what's going to be talked about on Friday, August 29th. And then, of course, at the end of the month on Saturday, August the 30th at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a special pop-up program with Amber, and it's going to be talking about prehistoric things in relationship to the monument in southern New Mexico.
Okay.
Different from the trackways.
So that's going to be what wraps up the month of August.
That will wrap up the month of August.
Wow. I'm looking at, of course, the flyer, which obviously they'll be able to find on the Facebook page. It'll also be available on our station websites as well for those to see. But just so many unique items and so many different paths and different things to learn about, from the pop-up garden to the virtual field trip to prehistoric pop-up. Like, there's just so many things. And then you think about it, every Tuesday in August you can go in for a nice bike ride. So there's just so many things happening this month that's definitely going to keep you guys quite busy this month.
We certainly are, and we're thankful for the rains because it keeps the wildfire demands down. But heat can turn on a dime, lightning can strike, and we'll have wildfires again. I hope we don't. But, you know, that pulls our staff because they're on the fire militia team. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're relying heavily on a lot of our docents, the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks, their program, and volunteers to help with some of these chats and pop-up programs that we have.
Well, there is a lot to look forward to, and just a lot to take in for August. And I can't believe, like we said at the beginning of this, that we are already here to August, and a busy August it'll be for you guys down at the Bureau of Land Management. Again, Facebook page, they can follow you guys on the Facebook page. That you guys have a page that directs everybody to all the events that we discussed that they can go and check out for themselves, correct?
That's correct. It's the Bureau of Land Management. Las Cruces District Office.
Okay.
And you can find us there on a Facebook page with a beautiful picture of the Oregon Mountains. That is the green Oregon Mountains.
Yes.
You'll find that picture there, as well as all the announcements that we made this morning, particularly cautioning the public going out on our public lands. But you follow us. If you have an account, we'd love for you to follow us. If you don't have an account, you can still Google the page, and you'll be able to pull up to view it and be able to download the maps.
Yes. So give it a follow today. I would strongly encourage everybody to give their Facebook page a follow, especially when there's any type of breaking news of some sort or something that's coming on, which, first of all, I got to say, we really appreciate you bringing the news to us as well around the same time that you guys do your Facebook posts. But we appreciate you being able to come on in and talk to our listeners, especially when it comes to the roads and just people being cautious as they're getting ready to make their plans for their weekends, that we're letting people know and informing the community about what's going on out there. And, of course, all the great things that we can look forward to with events and other things you guys have coming up.
It's always a busy time at the Bureau of Land Management. And I tell you, it's one of the things I enjoy coming in here and letting all the listeners know of what's going on out there.
We love to see that you're staying busy and that you're keeping us busy too. So it's always a good time when you stop by and join us. We thank you so much for visiting us today. And before you know it, Blink, I'll probably see you in 2 weeks, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you probably will. Yeah, we'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. We got something.
Talking about another project that's coming around the corner with the New Mexico State Land Office.
I already have that marked on my calendar, and of course, we'll be letting you guys know more in time as far as what we have coming up and some of the things to look forward to, especially when we have our visits and our monthly chats with our friends from the U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management. Again, thank you so much for stopping by and visiting us. We really appreciate it, and until next time.
Until next time.
Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on any one of our platforms, whether it's KGRT 103.9, KGRT, your country, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock leader, Hot 103, today's hottest music, and Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. My name is Joey Hernandez for Mesilla Valley. Better together.